We're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yes. Yes, indeed. This is The Arts Show. This is me, Jib Grudowski, your host as always here on CJSF broadcasting, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby at Simon Fraser University on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh. Yes, I did say them all. And yeah, of course, the art show here. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome to the program. We're glad you could be here. This show, we list off a bunch of cool events happening around town, mostly focusing on the independent scene, the DIY, and other not big places or big bands and stuff like that. We check out local bands. We check out touring bands. We're checking it out. We're keeping a pulse on this wonderful scene of ours here, our musical community, keeping it level, keeping it moving. It's delightful. And yeah, so we're going to explore some events and all that jazz, play some music from said shows. You're going to have a good time. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to talk about whatever in between for some reason, somehow. We're going to have a good time.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We miss you, Sarah.
Shout out, Sarah Buchanan. We miss you.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Burnaby.
Well, that one ended abruptly. How about that? All right, so backing us up today is a bunch of ambient Americana. Just, you know, filling the void, the space and time. Settling in as we roll through the seasons, summer in its dying breaths, existing, dusty, still hot. We'll see when we begin to miss the sun again. But I, for one, am looking forward to fall. I have to go get all my jackets out of storage. I'm looking forward to the fall. I'm looking forward to that walk in the afternoon. I'm looking forward to the crunchy leaves, the wet petrichor smell of downtown. The comfortable hat, wearing my toque once again, not being so sweaty. Gracefully moving through my urban landscape, warm coffee in hand. Buckled up with a nice big scarf in my big green pea coat and boots. I'm envious of this vision I'm having now. I look forward to it. But there's lots to look forward to in the meantime as we explore the events of this fine community of ours here in Vancouver and beyond. Yeah, lots of cool shows happening this week. A bit, actually, not as much as I'm used to. It's a bit, Thursday's looking a little dry in some places for most of my places I check out. That being said, Grey Lab did have to call it a day. I was visiting for the first and only time a few weeks ago when my moped broke down. And shout out to Noelle and Wake for helping me out. I was having such a miserable day. It was the one day that we had, it was pouring rain in Vancouver, like 3 weeks ago. And my moped was just having the worst time of its life. And as was I, because this moped, I don't know how many of y'all have this object in your life, but if it's doing badly, you're doing badly. And my object is my moped. If it's crap and running like crap, I'm running like crap. Like the other day, I was gonna walk to work, but I forgot my uniform and had to run back and hop on my bike. And I was so anxious to ride it because I was so unsure that it was gonna get me there. And that is reflective of my days: anxiety and uncertainty, ambiguity. It hurts the head. And yeah, so it just would not start. Got me a block and a half away from work and crashed out on Burrard. Figuratively, not literally. I put my back out, putting that thing up on the curb. I just laid down on the sidewalk, drenched, covered in rain. And then whatever was on the ground, I was just gave up for 10 seconds and just sat there, laid there on the sidewalk. Poured, it covers, soaked, and miserable. But luckily, again, Noelle and Wake from Grey Lab, and Noelle from many things of Chaos Disorder and Panic helped me out. Chucked it into Grey Lab for a short while. Shout out to Mungo and the gang down there at Grey Lab. You did a good thing. Made a good thing happen while you could there. So, venues come, venues go. There will be new ones. They will evaporate, but they will reapparate. That's a word. Suddenly, so don't give up. Rest in peace, Grey Lab. We move on into what we have for now. There's the vibe. The Malcolm Bowl isn't going anywhere, as far as I know, and the Viagra Boys are playing it tonight, but that's beyond my realm of interest. But over at Bullies in New Westminster, which I heard is also on its way out, I think in the next year. If anyone can tell me otherwise, please text in 778-782-2573. Tell me if you know anything otherwise about Bullies calling it a day soon. But they have Asylum Ashes, Slaughterhouse Effect, and Black Throne Ascension. A lot of really nice indie twee bands, maybe. You know, no, I'm just kidding. It's a lot of what we got. Symphonic Deathcore. Deathcore from Las Vegas featuring, it was just Slaughterhouse Effect. And Asylum of Ashes, also from Las Vegas, with more deathcore. So if you like your deathcore, Bullies has got you covered. Of course, Black Throne Ascension from Fraser Valley, some more symphonic, you guessed it, death metal. That is Doors at 7, the show's at 8, 15 at the door. And yeah, all that jazz. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Rat Silo, a quote-unquote sonically prodigious, continuous post-rock, methodically devised and surgically executed by four entirely disparate humans and their electronically enhanced acoustic output machines. That is their band description on their band camp. Are playing at the Cobalt Cabaret. That's Rat Silo. That's the day, Thursday at 7 p.m. Rat Silo. They're playing at 10 p.m. I'm not sure, but they have a new album. At least, I'm not sure. The band will be performing new songs from their latest album, 1933. So if that is something for you, we'll check out what they've been up to. Otherwise, we have some music coming up from them in the next cut. Also today in the downtown east side, sorry, in the Granville Strip, you have Oracle Sisters with Sabine McCalla and Casey Jane doing their respective things over at the Pearl. Yeah, we'll hear some music from them in a little bit here. But over at Redgate, we have Jeremy Young playing with Exint, Evan G. Hardy, Mandelbrat, and Doc Spiney on the decks. Get ready for some dub. A lot of dub. So dub heads, come on out. That's tonight at the Redgate, Thursday. It's 7:30 door times for this one. The sun sets a little sooner now.
I could talk more about the delightful world of fall that I look forward to. And yeah, that's happening. So we have some music from McSoon coming up in this next cut, so stay tuned for that. Over at Take Your Time at 648 Kingsway, you have Martin Denes, Eli the Intellectual, Forneo, and BNG doing their respective things. I can't find their music, so you just have to go find out for yourself what they sound like. But that's at Take Your Time, 7 p.m. door time. If you're too early, go to Lion's Den and grab a Jamaican patty. It's great. Yeah. Again, Martin Denes, Ellie the Intellectual, Forneo, and BNG at Take Your Time at 6:30 Kingsway. Over then, finally, at the Heatley, Nick Griffith and the Boatshed Choir and Joe Abbott doing the thing at the Heatley. $10, I think, is cover for that one there. Go on down, get the nachos. Okie dokes. Let's get into some tunes here, bud. So, we're going to start off some music here from Rat Silo. This is their track, Doing It Wrong.
Hey.
Now, can you imagine? Whoa, whoa. Cut that. You cut that last song a little late there, Mr. Nick Griffith. That was Nick Griffith with Black Cloud off Trash and Treasure, released earlier this year. Oh my goodness, it's already September. All right, I need to get back into my cinematic zone. Yes. Now, that was some primo fall walking music, am I right? Can you just imagine it? Cozy, warm drink in hand. Fresh, warm, long, not ankle socks. A polished boot, a crunch of leaves under your footprint, under your footstep. The whistle of wind, the rosy cold nose. Yeah, I'm over summer. I'm over it. It's done. Summer's out. Fall is in. That was Nick Griffith, Black Cloud, Trash and Treasure. Catch them at the Heatley tonight, Thursday night, with Joe Abbott as well. Also in that mix, you heard Exint with Iridescent Green off their 2022 demo. They're playing with Jeremy Young, Evan G. Hardy, Mad Mandelbrat, and Doc Spiney. Again, dub lovers, go for Doc Spiney. He's got a hell of a lot of dub records. He DJed his daughter's wedding. And later he's like, hey, do you have a track list for that? And he's just like, what? No, I don't. shout out Jim Carrico, JC. Hope you're doing all right, dear listener. It's 5:23 if you needed a time check, or 8:33 if you are A, in Ontario, or B, listening on Friday to our 8 o'clock broadcast. Shout out to our listeners in the future. Hope you're doing well. And I hope you won the lottery. They don't do Lotto Max until like 10 o'clock. Ask me how I know. Don't gamble. Also in that set, you heard, you can catch Exint over at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, with all those bands I mentioned. And then finally, Rat Silo was just playing. They're playing at the Cobalt tonight, Thursday night at 7 p.m. That was nice. Some nice music. Oops. I hope you're doing well, listener. You've been coasting through your day nicely. I have a long day ahead of me. Well, I've had a long day. Woke up at 7:30. I know. It's so bad. So bad. I don't know how I did it. Magic. Also, real quick, shout out to James at Good Luck Printing. Sorry, I went to hang out with you while I was kind of drunk. I was a couple deep, and I may have messed up one of your shirts. I'm sorry. As I was saying, 7:30, wake up, eat, don't eat, have the Slavic breakfast, you know what I mean, coffee and a cigarette, don't smoke, stomp down to VFS school, model for 3 hours, standing for 3 hours. Good night, Connor. Later, buddy. Have a great weekend. He's already got his windbreaker on. You know, it's like the groundhog of fall. You know it's going to be cold now. if you're new on campus, you should totally come by the radio station. We have a lot of nice things. And Thursdays, as I said, the coolest day of the week, if I do say so myself. We have record club. And sometimes there's food. One of the lovely folks from Radio Free Voices at 3 o'clock on Thursdays brings a whole box of pastries from a Persian bakery. They're fantastic. Pistachio. I just want to eat a lot and a lot of baklava. Like, unreal. And they have macaroons. Those are my favorite. I love macaroons. Right. So modeling for 3 hours. Go home. Conveniently find the Fortis BC gas man, who needs to get into our lot and change the gas lever, do a bunch of shopping, hop on the bus, up to its eyeballs and people. I hate sitting sideways on the bus. The momentum, I don't like it. I gotta sit facing forwards or backwards. And come up here and do radio. And then I'm hosting karaoke tonight at Brentwood Mall at the Rec Room. And then I go home. And then I go to sleep, maybe. And then disappear to the island for a few days. Just freaking tune out. Tune into CHLY. Shout out to CHLY and Nanaimo. Or shout out to Quadra Radio. Those two guys I met years ago. You're cool. But we're gonna talk about Friday now. Friday. More metal. More metal. There's alternative metal. Metal. Modern rock and metalcore. And deathcore powerhouse. These are the Wacken Metal Battle BC finalists. The last one. This is the band Deathbound. They're playing with Antler from Nanaimo, Ender from Victoria, and Night Owl from here in Vancouver. That's 6 o'clock at the Cobalt tomorrow night. Show up early. If you like your music sludgy and beefy and sludge, stoner metal, we got Baroness in town doing the Red and Blue Part 2 with Weed Eater, who we're going to take a listen to. They're from North Carolina. I've never seen three dudes look more from North Carolina than ever. Yeah. These guys are screaming North Carolina. It's Appalachian to the core. Shout out to the Appalachian Mountains. Shout out to the real rednecks who hate cops and run moonshine. The real ones. Also, somehow, Riff Raff is relevant again. Is he? I don't know. Find out for yourself. Cause his main goal is to blow up. And I don't know nobody. You can see him do that. You could ask. He probably do that. He's playing at the Cobalt in the evening. Isn't that insane? What a time to be alive. Oh my God, that's what the tour is called. My main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody tour. Oh my God. This is amazing. He's leaned into it. Leaned into it. Oh my God, it's freaking Riff Raff. Shark Tooth. Of course he's from Florida. I don't know, like, wow. Is he from Florida? He's gotta be from Florida. Is he rapper? No, he's from Texas. Close enough. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure there's some Texans going like, hey! Not true. Anyways, it's freaking Riff Raff. You know what's up. It's gonna be crazy. Somehow. With his blinged out shark teeth.